continue up to Daf Yud Zayin, Amid Aleph, the last line on the Amid. V'idach. Before we continue, I'll just say what I mentioned again yesterday. I mentioned it afterwards. It's fascinating. Nekuda. We learned yesterday the famous Gemara about Beis Hillel being kofuf to Beis Shammai. Oysa Yoim. Beis Hillel was kofuf. And it was a terrible day. L'Klal Yisrael, Kiyoim Shenase by Egel. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, where there was a bizoyin on Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down, there was a bizoyin for Hillel the Nasi, kofuf to Beis Shammai. And it was one day, because the next day was Hushvu. And that's what Halachas of Beis Shammai in Yudches Dover. It wasn't Adai Machlegis. There was one specific day. What's that day? When was that day? You know when that day was? The Shulchan Aruch says when that day was. Oysa Yoim. Simen Tovkuf Pei. Sif Aleph Tovkuf Pei. It says, Eilu Yomim Shir Bem Tzorah Yislav Yisenu. These are the days that were Tzorahs. V'roi L'Sanis Bem. And it's roi to have it be a Tainis. V'al Pish Mikzosim Rosh Chodesh, etc. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Echo Benissin Meisim Bnei Aaron, Asora Boi Meisim Miriam. The days of tragedy is Kol Yisrael. And it continues all the different days of Mises of our Gdolim, of the Gdolei Uma. B'shiva ba'adam meis Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Zayin Adar. B'tisha boy, Tes Adar, Nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. Oysa Yoim, that one day. When was that one day? Tes Adar. You know what yesterday's date was? Tes Adar. Ma'avel al-Rayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to say, yesterday was Tes Adar. Yesterday he learned the Gemara of Oysa Yoim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to say that when he's learning his Chovis and his Limudim, there were many times that he learned Blatter, and that blot was mamish, was that din in Shulchan Aruch was negated to that day, or that halacha was that day, or that mamish was negated to mamish that day. And he took it, he said it many times. Simim and Hashemayim, that the nicha from his limud, from his schedule, from what he's doing, the maskim Hashemayim, this nicha. If whoever feels bad, it's hard to get up early in the morning. Am I doing the right thing? The nichus in Shemayim. Tes Adar Ois Ayoim. Obscure halacha. Tes Adar. Yes, it was Tes Adar. Unbelievable.
What happened with
Tes Adar? Tes Adar Yoim She Nechleku Beis Shammai Ubeis Hillel. Ois Ayoim. That's this.
Before that, they never disagreed?
They never disagreed? What do you mean? This was the day when there was the Yudches Dover, when they came to the forceful minion, so to speak. Hanichlas Hanichlas Vayetzal Yetze, that Beis Shammai is Robel Beis Hillel, and it was Koif of Beis Hillel to be maskim to the halachas. It was a terrible, tragic day. It's a Yom Tainis. Zok the Gemara v'idoch Yudzayin Omer Aleph on the bottom v'idoch Omer Tevi Yudzayin Omer Beis Omer Tevi Rishbo. Tevi Zok the Rashi is Shem Ish. Rishbo is a hunter. He was a hunter. Poyrus Nishmin Lots of Chayvoyf. Omer Tevi Rishbo Omer Shmuel. What's the additional of the Yudchas Gzeres? Av gidule truma truma boy bayoyim gozru hu. Gidule truma. The halacha is the midaraisa. If you have truma and now you plant it, really the gidulim is not it. It's not the same thing. So gidule truma are midaraisa, not truma anymore. Truma is truma, but when the gidul that you plant is not truma. Rabbanu and Goyza, Gidule Truma, have a din of Truma. What's the reason they were Goyza, Gidule Truma, Truma? My timer, Zogdemora Omer Abchanina, Gzeira Mishum Truma Tehoira Biyad Yisrael. What happened was that Truma Tehoira Biyad Yisrael, a person that was stingy, he didn't want to give it to the Kohen. So how do I evade giving Truma to a Kohen? I'll plant it and I'll make it always Truma. Because whatever growth, midrash, is not Truma. So he had a legal loophole to evade giving truma. And so what did they fadin? So they said, Gidule truma is truma, you don't gain anything. Midr Abonon is also truma, you have to treat it like truma. So mainly you can't evade giving the truma to the Kohen. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rova, Idech Shida Lahochi, if they choshud, that they're going to take truma and not give it to the Kohen because they don't want to be stingy on giving truma. So then, Afrusha Namelo Lifrisha. So they shouldn't give at all. They're stingy. They don't want to give to the Kohen. Truma. So then what are you saying that because of that Gidulei Truma, Truma, if we're talking about such a person, he's not going to give to the Kohen at all. Why? Zog Drashi. Irech Shida Loch Yafrush Nam Lelifresha Elechita Achas. Not that he won't give at all. He'll eat Tevel. That we're not choshed for a person like that. But we're saying, why do you assume that he won't give at all, and he'll rather go through the effort of replanting to make an ois truma, Let him just give Chita Achas Peteres Zakri. Right? Midaraisa, you don't have to have Ein Yofa, Ein Ro, and Ein Benini, Ech Mishishim, Ech Mechamishim, Ech Me'aboim. No. It can be a Chita Achas, one kernel. So if he's Choshud, so Afrusha Namela Lifrusha, not at all, Zagdrashi, but rather Chita Achas. Came in the Efsha, Lemeevat Chita Achas Kedishmuel, Veloy Ko'ovid, Hemune Mehemna. So since he's someone that he could have done like Shmuel and give a chita achas, and he didn't do it, so then he's a person that's trustworthy. So then what are you saying that this person is going to replant Shuma in order to evade, to give it to the Kohen? He's a Yishnemon. He's not going to go through the effort of doing that. If he's Azar, not El Chemensh, he's going to take Shuma and replant it to make him a deraisa, that it's not Shuma. And for that, to make a ganz exer that growth is also considered Shuma, this person could have just given one chita. For that, you have to make a gzeira. So we're talking about an ishnemon. Zog the Gemara, el gzeira mishum trumet tmeya biyat koyin. Not trumet tori about Yisrael. Trumet tmeya biyat koyin. A koyin has trumet tmeya, he can't eat it. A koyin can't eat trumet tmeya. So what can he do with it? He can only utilize it for tashmishim that are less prevalent. He can feed it to his behemoths. He can do things that he can do for other things. Tachas tafshiloi, but he can't eat it. The Kohen wants to have the truma to eat it. So what is he going to do? So he's going to want to replant it. And replant it, midaraisa taka is true. It's not truma tmei anymore. It's not the same kernel. It's not the same chita. It's not the same truma. So what's the problem? Why did they make a gzera truma tmei beat Kohen remains truma? Problem is, because you're right, he might plant it, but you have to wait for the planting season. The planting season might not be around the corner. It might be a whole season, a year away. So if it's a year away, he'll be leaving it in his home, Truma Tmeya. He might end up eating it by accident, because in that they made Xera that Truma Tmeya that you replant remains with the din of Truma Tmeya. And like this, he won't say, let me plant it in order to be able to eat it. It's kedai for me to wait. No, because we're concerned that the weight might cause that he'll eat Truma Tmeya. So they said the Gzeira, Yutches Dover, Truma Tmeya, Gidulim remain Truma Tmeya. El Gzeirim Shum Truma Tmeya Biat Kayin, Dilma Mash Le Gabei, Vosil Le Takola. Sok the Gemara V'idach, what's the next of Yutches Dover? Om Reb Chia Bar Ami Mishmei Du'ula, Af Misha Hichshech Loi Bederech. If someone is traveling on Friday afternoon, and while he's in the midst of traveling, it turns dark, it turns Shkia, it turns Shabbos. So, midaraisa, you can walk in a situation like this, Shasat Chak, pochois midalaramis. If you walk less than dalaramis, you're not going to be over on the Issa of Havora. So, that is what you would have done up until this Gzeira. So what did they make a Gzeira? Here they made a Gzeira to allow you to do something. What did they allow you to do? Nois and kisel and nochi boy be yom gozer a goyzer. If in a situation like this, do amir al akum, give it to a goy. Even though you're doing it, you're telling a goy to do something for you. Amir al akum, it's a shvus, it's shluchoy. The reason why we allowed it is because we'd rather you do this than attempt to walk pachas midalaramas. Because pachas midalaramas, you might end up walking dollar than you're off, miscalculating, walking, it's hard to walk a distance and stopping and continuing and stopping and continuing. Pachas midalad. So they said they were goyza, give kisa lenochi.
He's carrying.
So they said, give it to a nochi. It's better to give it to a nochi even though it's a migal akum. Here it's a very interesting zayr. The zayr is, they were goyza to allow you to do something. Because we don't want you to walk the legal loophole of pachas midalaramas. Now, this din is dafka by hichshich loy baderech. The Gemara is mashma misha hichshich loy baderech. Hichshich loy baderech means that I left in a time that I didn't think it's going to turn into night. It's hichshich loy baderech. It's like a shtickle onus. The mashma is of a shtickle onus. But if someone that goes out mamish somach lechashecha, they're thinking that I'll figure it out. So then the Ramban shtein Ramban behedya. Then they did not allow to what. To give it to a goy, that's like a pasheya. We weren't misaken this gzeira that you're allowed to give it to a goy. You're pasheya. L'maisa, the Rashba argues in Avodah Zarah. He argues clearly, and he says that in any case they allowed you to give it to the goy. These are 2 days brought on Reish Samach Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the reason why they allowed Amir al-Akum is because Just like the Gemara says, Eino the Maimed al Atzolas Mamoinoi. When it comes to your Mamon, it's going to be very hard for you to be Maimed al Mamoinoi. You're not going to just put it down and not walk with it when you see Tichshach Loi. It's your Mamon, just like we see by your house is burning. Eino the Maimed al Mamoinoi. So Mamela, he might attempt to walk the Alaramis and he'll make a mistake. So they said it's better to give it to a guy. Now, at the end of the day, to walk pachas midalad ames is a din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch for Shas Atrak. If a person doesn't have a guy to give it to, you're carrying something, there's a way to evade an Issa, Havarid or Issa, by walking pachas midalad ames. I don't say you're not allowed to do it, obviously, because we're scared you're going to overlap the dalad. But if a person is stuck, then avada the din of pachas midalad ames applies.
If we're carrying some by mistake on Shabbos, we should do that.
Depends if you're stopping, you're making a hanocha. Sometimes it's worse to stop.
Keep going.
Depends how you started off. If there was an akira, depends. If there was an akira, then you shouldn't be making an hanocha. If there was no, it was nimla. Depends on the situation. But yes, pachas midalad ames. If a person starts without a hoitzah and there's no avora, then pachas midalad ames is an eitzah. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Rei samach vav. Sog the Gemara v'idoch. What's the next of Yudches Dovar? Omar Bali, Omar Avimi, San Vesaw, Piton, the breads of Goyim, Shamnom, the oils, Yenom, the wines, Ubnoi Seyen, and their daughters. Kulon mi Yudches Dovar Hein. This is all Gzera of Yudches Dovar. It's one Gzera. We didn't allow you to have their breads. Paspalter. Why? Because if you get to eat their breads, you'll eat their oil. If you eat their oil, you end up drinking their wine. You get too comfortable with them. And you'll end up intermarrying with Bnei Seyen. Kulam Yudches Dover. That's all the Yudches Dover. Zog Rashi. Vakula Chadik Zeira. So first of all, Rashi brings Bnei Seyen. Meseches Avodah Pachina Bnei Seyen. The Raisininu. Meaning there's no Gzeira of Bnei Seyen Be'etzim. Because that's the Raisin of the Kedin. So there's an Indian of Yichud with Bnei Seyen. Yichud is taka, not the Raisa with Bnei Seyen. But the point is that Piton, Beshamnam, Yenom, Zagdrashi, it's all Kulachadik Zegah. Vakulachadik Zegah that goes out Piton, Mishum Shamnon, Vashamnon, Kilakamei. The Gemara is going to say, Zagdi Gemara, Henichel Rameya. It is a good according to Rameya that says that you count Meniach Kelim Tachas Atzinor. Now we're going to make the cheshbon of Yudches. If you count the tzinor, the beishamed dekedin, that it's a mayim she'uvin of kelim tachas tzinor, and not like a beisid that says that dain machlois bim koyim emedes, so it's not one of the Yudches dover because Beishil did not agree at the end beyoyim shalachov. So then you have Yudches. Why? Zogt Rashi. Henichel amei the mani lahod the meniach kelim tachas tzinor havel Yudches. What are the Yudches? Tes the pasle truma. 9 of the pasle truma. Pasle Truma is the first thing that we had all the way in the beginning of the sugi of Yudches Dover, which were Eilu Poisnes HaTruma, Ha'oichal Oichal Rishon, Ha'oichal Oichal Sheini, Vashoyse Mashkin Tmein, Vabar Roish Vruh B'mayim Sh'uvin, Vitor Shinofla Roish Vruh B'shloish Lugum Mayim Sh'uvin, Vasefer, Vayodayim, Vatful Yoim, Va'oichlim, Va'kelim, Shenitmu B'mashkin. So that is 9 of the Pasle Truma. So you have the 9 of the Pasle Truma, and then you have an additional 2, Vein Koygen Vein Poilin, the Oyaner, which we said, Ve'elu, so it's a continuation. When we started off, we said, Ve'elu min alok shomu balias chananya, so it's an additional 2, that's already a 12. You have Remeyaz, Tzinor, you have 9 of Pasei Tumah is 10, you have 2 more Koygen and Poilin is 12, so now you need to have 18. So what are your Pashalu? Pashalu Zayin. Oh, Ein Koyin HaPoilin is 1. Sorry. Ein Koyin HaPoilin is 1. Ein Koyin HaPoilin is the same Gzera because of Shemayat in there.
Why? 9 to 11 is 2.
Nochmal, where are we holding? 9 of the 10. Plus, no, but Remeyah of Tzinor. Remeyah of Tzinor is 1. Plus 9 of Pasei Truma is 10. Plus Koyin HaPoilin would be 12. So I'm assuming Koyin HaPoilin is 1. So it's 11. So now you're Pashalu 7. Tzinor is not part of the 9 Pasei Truma.
It's
Remeyah that counts Ketachas Atzina, so you have one of Mayim Shuvin. One.
I shouldn't make the Cheshvin yet.
Okay, but let's make self the chesed. We don't admit the chesed of according to Rameya. And Nichla Rameya, how do you have 18? So Rashi making the chesed. Rameya, you have Tzinar, which is Maim Shuvim. You have Nan Pasi Truma, which is 10. You have Koin and Poilin, which is 11. So Pashlu Zayin, you're missing another 7. Let's see how you have 7 more. Zok Rashi.
One of those.
Oh, so one of them is Tzinar. So then you have to say that La Oilom Tzinar, we didn't count you. We're going to count it in a second. And Koin and Poilin is 2. Okay. So now you're missing 7. What are the 7? So we're meaning 9 and 2 is 11. Tzinar is 1. Madeya, we said the Madeya, the Ovi Madeya is 2. Benois Kutim is 3. If it goes to Benois Kutim, Nidus Magisosan. Boitz Alagat is 4. Gidule Truma Truma, we said Gidule Truma Tumei Ebiat Koyin. It's 5. Nois and Kisoi Lekoyin. Nois and Kisoi Legoi is 6. And Piton v'Shamnon v'Yenom is Chada. So Meli, you're very good. You have 18. Yudches Dover. So Zok the Gemara. Henichel Rameyer. That what? That you have, you're counting Tzinor, so you take have Yudches. Zok the Gemara. Oh, Henichel Rameyer, so you have Yudches. Elo Rabbi Yosi, that you said Adain Mechloitz Mekoyim Medes. And you do not count the case of Tzinor of Maim Shuvim, because it's not a case where Bissel agreed to Rabbi Shammai. So Shifts Rahavim, you only have 17. And for the Gemara, Ikohod Rab Acha Ba'ad. You have another one, Rab Acha Ba'ad. Dom Rab Acha Ba'ad, Dom Rabbi Yitzchok, goes well, Pito Mishum Shamnom. So that we know, the pass is because of Shemin. Val Shamnom Mishum Yeinom. Yeinom is more close in relationship with the Goyim. Al Piton Mishum Shamnon, my umid is Shemin Pasa. Gemara Rabbi asks, what do you mean Shemin because of Pas? Why is Pas more of a reason than more than Shemin? So the Gemara, El Gozer Al Piton Vishamnon Mishum Yeinom. Val Yeinom Mishum B'nai Sein, that's all we want. We'll see soon what the extra thing is. But it's because of the Yain. Val Yeinom Mishum B'nai Sein, and Yain is because of B'nai Sein, we don't want intermarriage. Val B'nai Sein Mishum Dover Acher, that's all one Gzera. Val B'nai Sein Mishum Dover Acher, meaning because of Avedah Zorah. Now, so that's all one gzera. It rather starts off piton shamnom mishum yeinom mishum b'nei seim mishum dova acher, but it's one gzera. What's this additional gzera that we have according to Rabbi Yosi? Val dova acher mishum dova acher. Very cryptic. The more says dova acher mishum dova acher. The more did not want to say dova acher mishum dova acher. Zok mal my dova acher. Om amracha by Yitzchok goes well tinoik nochi. A tinoik nochi. Before he's had a bas b'nois kutim bas yoimon. But neither Marius Esson. Now we're not talking about Benoist Kutim. We're talking about a regular guy. Tinoch Nochi. Shem say it means a test, then test. But a koponim, a Tinoch Nochi. Shemetame Beziva, we treat him like a Tumah Ziva. Any Tumah come into contact with a Tinoch Nochi, it's possible. It's Tumah Ziva. Tomei. Why? Sheloye Tinoch Yisrael Rogelates Etzle B'mishkav Zohar. Al Dova Acher Mishum Dova Acher. Meaning, this Dova Acher that we said, that Shamnon Pitom Yeinom B'nei Sein Dova Acher Avedah Zorah, is Mishum Dova Acher for another Dova Acher. What's a Dova Acher? That's additional Gzera that we shouldn't have any close, tight-knit relationships with the children. Our children shouldn't play with the children of the Goyim because they're Choshud Amishkav Zohar. So that's what we made. If the Tinoikas are the Metame Ziva, we treat them like a shtick tumor, so we're not going to come into contact with them. We don't want to be metama ourselves, so we would stay away. Our kids are not going to play with their kids. So now that's the cheshbon that we have according to Rabbi Yosi 18. So what about this gzeg of davachem shum davacha? So according to Rameya, you have 19. It's a very fine gzeg. Rameya doesn't exhort or nor is gzeg. You have 19. Zog the Gemara, no, I'll make it 18 by putting 2 into 1. Oichlim v'kelim shenitim v'bemashkin b'chad choshevlu. The 9 psulim that we had in the beginning of the sugya of Yudches Dover, the last one was v'oichlim v'kelim shenitim v'mashkin. We had a whole sugya. Oichlim shenitim v'mashkin demai. And then we had a sugya of kelim shenitim v'mashkin demai. It's all one. It's oichlim v'kelim shenitim v'mashkin. So Meila, that's 1. So Meila, it's back to 18. And according to Rabbi Yosi, he counts it as 2. Oichlim Shenit Mashkim is 1. And Kelim Shenit Mashkim is another 1. And that's how you have Yudches Dover, according to Rabbi Yosi, and Sai, according to Rameya. Now, the din lemaisa of piton that we have gzeras piton, because we're not talking about or let's say yainon, we're not talking about yain nesach is avodah zarah. That's not a question. Not a bein erev avodah zarah. We're talking about stam yainon, like we have today. It's not avodah zarah today. It's stam yainon, a guy that a wine that he touched. So a wine that a guy touched. I'm sorry. A wine that a guy touched, stam yainom. Or let's say piton. Piton, we're talking about that, we're talking about, first of all, that we're not talking about that the past that has a problem of blias, let's say. Otherwise, we're talking about that otherwise, is, anyways, also. We're talking about that maybe it's not a suffix of a bas yoyma, suffix of its pogum. At the end of the day, the din of piton, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says it's Gzeirah Shen Yochel Lamed Bo. So piton at the end of the day is mutter. Pitzar Adin, pas palter, not pas balabais. Pas balabais is what he makes in his home. But pas palter, a goy in a bakery, bread that's baked or factories, that's called pas palter. So that is mutter. The Mechaber says, b'mokam she'ein pas Yisrael motzui. That's the sheet of Mechaber. Mash ein kein, the Ramon says no. Afilu b'mokam Shepas Yisrael Motzui, Pas Palter is Mutter. It's Machlokes Mechaber and Ramo in Yoredeya. According to Ramo, Pas Palter is Mutter, even if you have Motzui, Pas Yisrael. According to the Mechaber, Pas Palter is only Mutter, but Mokim Shein, Pas Yisrael Motzui. Or if it's not the same price, you know what I mean? If it's not, that's not called Motzui. In Aseres Mechuvah state in Halacha, you have to be Machmir on Pas Palter. It's coming Lafuke, this din that throughout the year is Mutter, each Lashitosoi. The Mechaber Shitosin, Ramo Lashitosoi. How you have to look at it.
The din of pas balabayis, that's something else. That's too much of a kirva, and that's forbidden. Now, legabe the din of yayin, Tosis says,
al piton v'shamnom mishum yenom. Hikshirivo. Maishno sheikh miru tvei b'yayin leso b'hano. Stam yenom, you don't have hano from it. Mi pas v'shemen, then you don't have hano, you just can't eat. V'tiretz, nesha yayin misamech elekim v'hanoshim. Yayin makes you jolly, makes you happy. Holding out Erev Purim. We know what Yain does. V'regilin anaschoy. Afilu shloi b'fnei nochi. Hoyel. V'hutzchu lo'oyzra mishum b'nei seyem. Nosr b'chomim din v'chomer Yain nesach mamish. So we mamish made a din of chomer Yain nesach that it's also ba'ano. Even though it's tam yenom. Came in the poem o'yim anaschoy noyz afilu shloi b'fnei nochi. So mele, it's more chomer the din of Yain that it even be also ba'ano.
Now this is a machlokes rishonim if the Yud Ches Dover acid only shtia or also hano.
The Rashba says that we only acid the drinking of the wine, not the hano.
Being nana was a later gzera, but that wasn't part of the Yud Ches Dover.
Al yenom, stam yenom, you can't drink. But even to acid the hano, that is the chiddush that Tosa says. But it's really machlokes rishonim.
How is
Tosa?
No, Tosa
is hano without drinking it.
You can have hano from wine. You can use it to mezalef, to use it to ziluf. As an oil, there's many things you can do with wine, even if you don't drink it.
It sounds like it's pushed
by
him, no?
This is pushed by him, right. He has a kasha.
He says it somewhere, no?
Give it as a gift to a goy?
It seems like it's machmir more. That's called hano, giving a gift as a goy, exactly. No. Now, we'll see soon in a second in Shulchan Aruch, but the reason maybe Tosfos takes it from, because we see it's all mishum yeinom. Pitom v'shamnom, mishum yeinom. That means pushed yain was more chomer. So in that ziklik, maybe the is hano, that's fekteisa, mechateisa. Why? That's about hano. Now, it's a gay bisman azeh also. This din is the gay bisman azeh because today there's no nisuch yayin. It doesn't take place. So that's really the question: if it's his battle or not. So is there an isano or kopar mit isashtia?
In Shulchan Aruch Lemaisen in Kufchav Gimel in Yoredeya, the Beis Yosef brings that bisman azeh goyim and not menasich. So there are those that hold that there is no issa hano in the yayin based on Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin. Others argue and they say that stam yenim is also b'hano b'zman hazeh also, and that's Beis Yosef brings, that's the Rambam Shita in Machol Zasuris. Because once they asked because of an Eseyan, so they asked the hano of yayin like yayin nesach, and that was never in his battle, that isser of the chashash of intermarriage. That's Shita Sarosh. So it's really Machlokes Rishonim, which is really 2 days. There's the Mechaber and there's Ramo, meaning is Stam Yenom Osa Bahano, you're not allowed to give it even as a gift to a Goy, or Bizman Azeh, since Goyim are not Menasech Yain Favadizorah, so it's only Osa B'shtia. True, It's not Yain Nesach, it's Tam Yenon, but it's also Bishtiyah. Masha'enke de Issa Hano, so that, B'makam Hefzid, the Ramah says, you can be Mekel, there are those that are Matir, even Shalai B'makam Hefzid, B'akoporim, it's time to be Machmir. But Ledina, the Ramah says, that there's no Issa Hano on Stam Yenon, B'makam Tzerich. We'll stop over here, by the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Zayin, Amid Beis, towards the bottom.